don't have to worry about what you did. You don't have to worry about what you've done or where you went. All you have to do is have faith in who he's made you to be. Glory be to God.
Team XYZ, you guys already know who it is. It's Pastor Shug, a.k.a. The Voice, a.k.a. Pastor Shane Sorrells, on a mission to encourage, inspire, and glorify. And glory be to God, Team XYZ. That was a short snippet of my message from yesterday, a royal perspective. And man, let me just talk about yesterday for a bit. While I have everybody here, yesterday was so not only just mind blowing, but supernatural, level raising. It was so validating, and I'm just honored for anybody who has listened to me, heard the revelation, seen a video, and then they call you to come and speak over their congregation or to their ministry. It's always an honor, and I take it in the most humblest way of just saying thank you. I really do appreciate it. And yesterday we had an awesome fellowship. Me, Dr. D, Minister Andre Sorrells, my father. We even had Granny in the mix, and we did ministry all day pretty much. So we had a great time at Fellowship of Restoration Church, brought the word, and we partied, y'all. Like, it was a praise party in that thing. Then we went over to GND Ministries, Greater New Direction, led by my brother in Christ, Tedrick Stevens. And man, can I tell y'all, the music in that place, it was jumping. Find y'all a church with some good praise music, good teaching, good word, and good people. Those are the four attributes that you have to look for in a church. At least for me and my spirit, I need good music, I need good teaching, I need good people, and I need a good word, man. So if you could find all four of those things in one spot, that's a ministry that you need to be a part of. Without further ado, Team XYZ, let's get into the word today, because I want to take a royal perspective in a different direction today. See, I preached it yesterday, but we know that revelation is flowing over in the kingdom of God. He will download things into your spirit right after you get down from the podium. And you like, man, Lord, I wish I would have said that. And he like, you know, it's for such a time as this. But Team XYZ, yesterday I spoke on a royal perspective. Today, I'm going to speak on we're going up. And so yesterday, and we're not even going to focus on yesterday too much, but yesterday, a royal perspective was needed in order to shift the mentalities and the thinking of believers who were listening. Today, I'm going to go deeper into that revelation about we're going up. How are we going up in this season, Generation XYZ? How are we going to manifest the life that God has for us? You are the righteousness of God. You were made for miracles, signs, and wonders. You have the same attributes as your Father and Jesus Christ here today on earth. So how do we bring that out of us? And I started in Hebrews chapter 11, and I'll read that to you guys. Make sure that you get your Bible and you're reading along as the word is being preached, because we know that the word is the light, the word is the truth, and the word is in all of us. So Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony." Ooh, keep that. "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God." See, there goes that word is truth. Word is light. "So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." Let's break that down, XYZ. So in verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, That is how you're going to go higher in this season. We talk about having motion. We talk about building momentum. We talk about wanting to find purpose. So you have to have faith in the things hoped for. You have to have faith behind the prayers that you're praying. The evidence of things not seen is the exact place God is manifesting in. God gets 0% of the glory for things that have already been done. You really need to write that down. God gets 0 glory for things that man has already done. So if you're in a position where you're just trying to latch on to maybe a model or a thought or a perspective that you've been taught and raised up in, then you need to go to God. I'll keep moving, though. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. Let's talk about that for a minute. The same faith that mama and daddy had when raising me is not the same faith that I have today. Now, I model after that faith. It set the foundation for me and my knowledge and my teaching and me being able to do everything that you guys see me do today. But understand, it is not the same faith. And by that, they've gotten a great testimony. They've gotten a good testimony about their faith in raising me. But in order for me to go higher, my faith has to go to a whole nother level for me. You can have good faith, but if you really want to manifest God's will in your life, your faith has to be crazy. You have to have crazy faith, as Michael Todd calls it. You have to believe in the things that people are saying you crazy for even thinking about. You have to believe in the words that God has put on your heart, in your spirit. Not what friends are telling you, not what social media is saying, not what so-and-so has told you you were. You have to believe in exactly what God has told you. That's how you get a good testimony. That's how you get a great revelation. Believing and manifesting and working in that realm of spiritual impartation. Let's call it that. You have to believe in the spiritual impartation that God has put on your life. Let's go to verse 3. Let's break that down. By faith, we understand that worlds were framed by the word of God. Let's teach that for a second. Let's go to Genesis 1:1. That's the first kingdom scripture in the Bible. And how many of us know that? How many of us know that God spoke about the kingdom of God in the first verse? So, Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Do I really need to preach? All I got to do is read the word. Then God said, let there be light. Then God said, let there be light. So the world we live in today was framed by first the Spirit and then his words. So what am I trying to get you to understand? And we're going up today, that first your spirit has to get in alignment and then your words have to match up. But it starts with faith. It starts with faith. And so it goes on to say, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. What is it talking about? Faith. How are things which are not seen made into things that we can see? You have to have faith in the creation. You have to have faith in the manifestation in order to bring it out. It's called the law of process. It's the law of process. Our journey is not a sprint. It's a marathon. So you have to learn how to pace yourself to the cadence of God. And then once you learn how to pace yourself, you must endure. You have to fight. You got to fight to keep the faith. You got to work to keep the faith. This ain't just something that the enemy go let you do. I'll be sitting up here lying to y'all if I made it seem like that. But here's where it really gets good, because we have proof. See, in the word of God, he proves everything. It's always going to connect in the kingdom of God. Let's go to verse 4. It says, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. Let's go to verse 5. It says, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. Come on now, XYZ. Let's go to verse 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let's break that down right quick, XYZ, because that's one of the scriptures I didn't get into enough yesterday. In order to please God, it's not going to be by what you do. It ain't gonna be by what you preach. It ain't gonna be by what you teach. You have to have faith in what God can do. So whenever you go up to preach, you have to have faith that he can save. Whenever you go up to speak, you have to have faith that somebody, just one, at least one, is going to be touched. I'm talking to XYZ. I'm sorry. I'm the voice. I got to talk directly to my type of people right now. And it goes on to say that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That means you have to seek him in every circumstance and situation. It don't matter if the bills ain't paid. It don't matter what the bank account look like. It don't matter how your day been going. It don't matter if old girl that made you mad in text. You have to diligently seek him and bring him in to your life in every situation. Let's keep going, though, because we're going to keep the main thing, the main thing. We're going up by faith. So verse 7 says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear. Do I need to break that down? Because y'all got 12 minutes and 51 seconds of me talking about it. The word is go prove it to you. Go to verse 8. It says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out. Let's go to verse 9. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So what does that mean? By faith, he was able to go somewhere he didn't know where he was going. He wasn't from that land. He wasn't from that country. He wasn't from that place. But he was able to dwell in it, be fruitful, and multiply in that place. There's some of us that we get really, really uncomfortable when we're out of our comfort zone, because we don't have faith in what God has called us there to do. Ooh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Team XYZ, that's good. And it says Isaac and Jacob. If you know who Isaac and Jacob are, those are his sons, the heirs. What does my apostle Johnny Young say? He says, if my daddy got it, I got it. Yeah. So Team XYZ, are you living a life right now that your kids are going to be blessed by? Generation X, have you left behind a promise to your kids, a covenant with your seed? Y'all know what I mean. I mean, is God increasing your family? Is he building? Is he manifesting? Is he growing? Those are the questions we have to ask before we ever Think about going lay up and make a baby with somebody. I'm sorry, Team XYZ, I just gotta say it. Let's go to verse 11. It says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive a seed. I'll let Mama D get into that with y'all. Matter of fact, I think she already preached on Sarah's womb. So if you really, really, really want to know more, search on XYZ. Dr. D got you. But we go keep it going by faith. So go to verse 13. It says, these all died in faith. Let's go back up one. Let's go up a verse. Verse 12, Hebrews 11 and 12 says, therefore, from him one man and him as good as dead were born as many as the stars in the skies in multitude as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but have seen them from afar. Were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed them that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out of, they would have had an opportunity to return. I went a little longer than expected, but XYZ, let's talk about that part in verse 13. Not having received the promises, but seeing them from afar. XYZ, there's some things praying that you're praying for right now that might not manifest for 20, 30 years. I'm sorry, pastors have conditioned us to believe that we have a microwavable God. And miracles, signs, and wonders just happen, you know, as soon as we pray for him. But that's not always the case because God's timing is different from ours. He's not going to give you any promise, any blessing, any increase before you're ready for it. And what we have to do is come into the understanding that, God, I want it on your time. I'm going to have faith in you that you're going to move exactly when I need it. I don't know what I can't see. But I'm going to have faith in the things that I can't see. Even though they might be far off, even though it might take a little work, it might be far away, I'm going to still have faith. Let's keep going because I feel like we vibing, but we ain't there yet. Let's go to verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. And if you go down to verse 19, it says, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. So by faith, just by Abraham's obedience, it was a struggle. It was hard. He did not want to do it, but by faith, he saw the power of God. By faith, he saw the power of God come speak to him directly where he was at. In Isaac, your seed shall be called. God is able to do whatever we ask of him. If you need a sign, he'll give it to you. If you need a miracle, he'll give it to you. If you want to see wonders, I promise he will send them your way. But at the right time. XYZ, I think y'all understand where I'm going with this. And I'll finish with verse 33, Hebrews 11 and 33. It says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became vigilant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women receive their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Team XYZ. Let's go to verse 40. God having provided something better for us, that they shall that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Understand XYZ. God wants to give you the desires of your heart. But he's got to get your faith to the right place. There's four things that God is focused on when you're going up, when you're ascending, when he's changing your perspective. He wants you to focus on your vision. He wants you to focus on your confidence. He wants to get your appetite together. So the three words: vision, confidence, appetite, and your resolve. How do you handle adversity? What do you want? How is your confidence? Can I put you up in front of millions and thousands and have you represent me confidently? What do you see? What is your vision? What do you want in the future? That's what he's concerned with. Before we get the money, before we get the clothes, before we get our boo, before we get our cars, that's what God is concerned with. Our vision, our confidence, our appetite, and our resolve. He doesn't want you to be a stranger to the way he does things. He does not want you to be an alien in the kingdom of God. And in order for you not to be, in order for you really to understand, you have to have faith in the process. You have to believe in the things you cannot see. Lord, I thank you because this is a testimony. I asked the Lord to give me a ministry. I didn't know when the Lord was going to bless me with my own platform. And I'm talking about, this is a prayer I prayed from 15 to 18 years old. I didn't know when God was going to call me up. All I did was have faith that I knew I was called to do ministry. Man, it took, I would say, it really didn't take no time for that prayer to manifest, because you'll live a lot. You're still living life. You're still going through life. You're still on this journey. And when the Lord sees that you're diligent, when he sees that your faith has aligned with your words and your spirit, now he's ready to use you. Now it's time to go up. And XYZ, if there's anything that I can tell you, is faith manifests things. Faith brings things to the forefront. Whatever you're hoping bubbles up and, you know, manifesting your life, I promise you, if you have faith, if you get this thing we call crazy faith in the kingdom of God, you'll see it come to pass. I really don't know what else y'all want me to tell y'all, because it's real. The Lord used by faith 19 different occasions in one chapter. So if you don't believe that that's the manifestation key tool, you might be in the wrong place. But for those of you who do believe, for those of you who do know the power of faith, keep it. Keep it. Keep going. Grow, develop, let them take you through. I know it ain't easy. I know that sometimes you want to throw in the towel, but I promise you, if you just keep your head up and your ear inclined to him and what he has told you and what he's telling you, Team XYZ, it gets better than good. It gets better than great. You get a royal perspective in the kingdom. Team XYZ, I'm going to close in prayer. I'm going to let y'all go. But remember, vision, confidence, appetite, resolve. What kind of vision do you have? Get your confidence up. You are king. You're a queen in the greatest kingdom of them all. Many have failed. Many have died, but the kingdom of God is still alive and living today, and you're a king or a queen in it. Walk in that. What is your spiritual appetite? What do you want God to increase in this season? What do you want to see him do? Go to God. Ask him, Lord, fill me up and fill my appetite. Fill my hunger. Resolve. Man, you're fighting a defeated foe. So walk through that fire. Face that lion. Kill that giant. Subdue. Team XYZ, I thank you for joining me. Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, I come to you today asking you, Lord God, that if there's anybody on this line, if there's anybody listening to me right now, Lord God, that hasn't been saved, I ask that you meet them where they are, that your spirit touches them, that, Lord God, not only touches their mind, but their heart. Not only their mind and their heart, but their spirit as well, Lord God. And we ask that today that, Lord, their perspective becomes royal, that their faith aligns with their words and their spirit. Because, Lord God, we're going up. In this season, we're going up. And I affirm it for everybody listening to Team XYZ. Team XYZ, I thank you for joining me once again. Be blessed.